Welcome, listeners, to another exciting episode of Wonders of the World. Today, we're taking you on a journey through time and fairy chimneys as we explore the captivating region of Cappadocia in Turkey. Joining me today is our expert guest, Sarah, who has first-hand experience exploring the wonders of this unique destination. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and share my experiences of Cappadocia with all of you.
Wonderful. So, let's start by setting the stage. Sarah, could you tell us why Cappadocia is a must-visit location for travelers?
Absolutely. Cappadocia is truly a remarkable place with its distinctive geological formations, rich cultural past, and abundance of outdoor activities. The region is best known for its fairy chimneys, cave dwellings, and underground cities, all formed over millions of years through volcanic eruptions and erosion. The result is a surreal and otherworldly landscape that is unlike anything else on Earth. But Cappadocia is more than just a geological wonderland. It also boasts a rich cultural heritage dating back to ancient times, with various civilizations, from the Hittites to the Ottomans, leaving their mark on the region. Today, Cappadocia offers activities for everyone, including trekking, hot air balloon excursions, sightseeing, and indulging in the local cuisine.
It sounds absolutely enchanting. Could you give us a brief overview of the history of Cappadocia?
Certainly. Cappadocia has a long and fascinating history that goes back to antiquity. The area was once inhabited by the Hittites, an ancient Anatolian civilization that thrived in the 2nd millennium BC. They left behind many archaeological sites and artifacts, including the famous rock reliefs at Yazilikaya, near the modern-day city of Hattusa. Throughout the centuries, Cappadocia was inhabited by various nations, including the Persians, Alexander the Great, and the Romans. The Romans, in particular, had a significant influence on the region, building roads and establishing cities like Caesarea. During the early Christian period, Cappadocia became an important center of the early church, and many iconic rock-cut churches and monasteries were constructed during this time. The region experienced invasions and settlements by the Seljuk Turks, Mongols, and others, and despite the challenges, it remained a vibrant hub of culture and commerce due to its strategic location at the crossroads of important trade routes.
Fascinating. Now, let's talk about how to reach Cappadocia. Could you provide some guidance on the transportation options available?
Certainly. Cappadocia is located in central Turkey, and there are several ways to reach this magical destination. If you prefer air travel, the nearest airport is the Kayseri Erkalet International Airport, located about 75 kilometers east of Cappadocia. Many airlines operate direct flights to Kayseri from Istanbul, Ankara, and other Turkish cities. Another option is the Nevşehir Cappadocia Airport, which is about 30 kilometers from Cappadocia, but keep in mind that this airport has fewer flights compared to Kayseri. If you prefer a scenic journey, you can take a bus to Cappadocia from major cities like Istanbul, Ankara, and Izmir. Several bus companies operate daily routes, and the duration of the journey varies depending on your starting point. From Istanbul, for example, the bus ride to Cappadocia takes approximately 10 to 12 hours. Once you arrive in Cappadocia, the best way to explore the region is by car or by joining organized tours. Renting a car gives you the freedom to explore at your own pace and visit off-the-beaten-path locations. There are several car rental agencies in Cappadocia, and driving around the area allows you to discover hidden gems and enjoy scenic drives. If you prefer a more guided experience, there are numerous tour operators in Cappadocia that offer day tours, hot air balloon rides, hiking excursions, and visits to the underground cities and rock-cut churches. These tours provide a convenient way to explore the region with knowledgeable guides who can share insights about the history, culture, and geology of Cappadocia.
That's great advice for our listeners who are planning their trip to Cappadocia. Now, let's dive into the must-see attractions and activities in the region. Sarah, what are some of the top highlights that visitors should not miss?
Cappadocia is full of incredible sights and activities, but there are a few that truly stand out. First and foremost, experiencing a hot air balloon ride at sunrise is an absolute must. floating above the surreal landscape of fairy chimneys, valleys, and rock formations as the sun peaks over the horizon is a truly magical experience. It's best to book your hot air balloon ride in advance, as it's a popular activity and can get fully booked during peak seasons. Another highlight is exploring the underground cities of Cappadocia. Dorinquiu and Kemakli are the most well-known underground cities, and they offer a glimpse into the fascinating underground life of ancient civilizations. These cities were carved out of the soft volcanic rock and provided shelter and protection during times of conflict. Visiting the Gorim Open Air Museum is also a must. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is home to numerous rock-cut churches adorned with stunning frescoes dating back to the Byzantine era. It's a remarkable place to explore and learn about the region's rich religious history. For outdoor enthusiasts, hiking through the stunning valleys of Cappadocia is highly recommended. Rose Valley, Pigeon Valley, and Love Valley are just a few of the picturesque trails where you can immerse yourself in the unique natural beauty of the region. The hikes vary in difficulty, so there's something for everyone, from leisurely strolls to more challenging treks. Lastly, don't miss the opportunity to indulge in the local cuisine of Cappadocia. The region is known for its delicious dishes, such as pottery kebabs, testi kebab, and mantai, Turkish dumplings. Exploring the local restaurants and trying these traditional dishes is a delightful way to experience the culinary culture of Cappadocia.
Wow, Cappadocia truly offers a diverse range of experiences for visitors. I can imagine how enchanting it must be to float above the fairy chimneys and explore the underground cities. Now, before we wrap up, do you have any final tips or recommendations for our listeners who are considering a trip to Cappadocia?
Absolutely. Here are a few final tips to make the most of your visit to Cappadocia. Plan your trip in advance, especially if you're visiting during peak seasons. Booking accommodations, hot air balloon rides, and tours ahead of time will ensure you have a smooth and enjoyable experience. Dress comfortably and wear sturdy shoes, especially if you plan on hiking or exploring the valleys. The terrain can be uneven, so it's important to have appropriate footwear. Don't forget your camera or smartphone. Cappadocia is incredibly photogenic, and you'll want to capture the breathtaking landscapes and unique rock formations. Take some time to interact with the locals and learn about their culture and way of life. Cappadocia is known for its warm hospitality, and engaging with the locals can enhance your overall experience. Finally, be respectful of the historical sites and natural environment. Follow any guidelines or rules when visiting attractions, and leave no trace behind when exploring the outdoors.
Those are fantastic tips, Sarah. Thank you for sharing your expertise on Cappadocia and providing valuable insights for our listeners. I'm sure they will find your advice helpful in planning their trip. That concludes our segment on Cappadocia. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform. For more travel tips and stories, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and don't forget to check out our website at gotogo.io. Join us next time as we discover another incredible destination.